Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. With the rollout of the National Housing Trust's latest initiative, NHT on Wheels, a significant number of Jamaicans living in the country's most rural parishes will have greater access to the services of the agency. The initiative, launched recently in Mile Gully, Manchester, was announced by Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller in her budget presentation for the 2013-2014 fiscal year. It was proposed as a means of improving the NHT's service to rural and deep rural areas and to increase its visibility. Under the initiative, NHT personnel will visit communities to provide information and services to target groups. Mrs. Simpson Miller says it will ensure that all Jamaicans are afforded the opportunity to benefit from the wide range of products offered by the trust.
While the NHT has a valuable presence in every parish through its branch offices, this mobile initiative will extend its presence to persons who are not able to visit an office, but would certainly appreciate having an office and personnel coming to their doorstep.
The Prime Minister says her administration is committed to making the services of the government available and accessible to every Jamaican citizen.
We value our rural communities and recognize that we must take special measures to make rural life attractive in order to preserve the value that they bring to national life. The NHT is on the move. This is a new service delivery channel for reaching existing contributors and mortgagors and to sign up new contributors in rural Jamaica.
Mrs. Simpson Miller points out that since its inception, small entrepreneurs, trade persons, artisans, farmers and agricultural workers have been noticeably absent from the list of contributors to the NHT. She adds that there's also an obvious inadequacy of contributors from deep rural areas.
We need to do much more, not only in our inner cities, but in deep rural and in rural Jamaica. Development must take place. There's nothing that is as important as when someone can hold their title or their keys to their house and say, I now own a piece of this rock, Jamaica.
Reiterating the government's plans to boost rural development, Mrs. Simpson Miller notes that the thrust includes improving agricultural production through the implementation of the AgroParks initiative, improving the condition of farm roads, and increasing access to affordable housing solutions. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley has lauded the Jamaican team for its stunning performance at the 43rd CARIFTA Games. The games were held recently in Martinique. In a congratulatory message to the team, Minister Nita Headley said the latest record-breaking medal performance by Jamaica's junior athletes at the CARIFTA Games show the depth of their talent and commitment to cementing Jamaica's top-ranking status in the sport. She says the performance not only serves to solidify Jamaica's rich track record of success at the CARIFTA Games, but is excellent preparation for the country's participation in the Youth Olympics to be held in China later this year. At the Games, Jamaica amassed a record tally of 88 medals, including 42 gold and 34 silver, as it captured the CARIFTA Games winner's title for the 30th consecutive occasion. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time.
Message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund
for Gender Equality.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.